Hello, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot. It's the 23rd of March 2020, and we're all in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'd like to share some interesting information with you today, which I think is relevant and is based on my research of over 40 years and my practice as a medical doctor using integrative medicine. So let's talk about survival strategies when it comes to being attacked by a virus, and indeed any microorganism that could attack our lungs. The current viral pandemic attacking the world is COVID-19, and without a doubt, it's a nasty virus, in that it has a death rate or mortality rate that's estimated at this point to be from 0.3 to 1%, as compared to influenza's lower mortality rate of 0.1%. It's not that much higher, but it's significantly higher. Very much so in elderly or immunocompromised people. The COVID-19 virus, although called a new or novel virus, is not completely new, as there are many types of corona-type viruses, including some types of cold viruses, and also the notorious SARS and MERS viruses. SARS came from China, and MERS originated in the Middle East from camels. These are very dangerous coronaviruses, with a mortality rate much higher than that of COVID-19. Now, most people who have a severe reaction to COVID-19 are the elderly or those who have pre-existing lung problems or severe immune weakness. However, it can cause severe illness in younger people too. Many people who get the COVID-19 virus only have a mild illness, but it can be unpredictable. So it's very important to keep your lungs healthy and your immune system strong, so you're prepared in case you contact this virus. So how can the COVID-19 virus kill someone? Well, basically, if a COVID-19 patient dies, it's because they drown in their own lung secretions. This is because the virus causes inflammation that goes past the lining of the airways into the small air sacs in the lung, deep in the lung. These are known as alveoli, and they are at the end of the air passages. These air sacs are normally filled with air from which oxygen is absorbed into the bloodstream. And as you know, oxygen is life. We must have oxygen. So when the COVID virus attacks the lungs, these small air sacs or alveoli respond to the inflammation caused by the virus by pouring out thick inflammatory liquid material into the air sacs. This is a type of pneumonia. The air sacs become full of inflammatory liquid and mucus, so there's no room for air in the sacs, and oxygen levels fall to critically low levels, resulting in death. This is known as respiratory failure and is the same cause of death that occurs in SARS and MERS. So what can we do to keep our lungs healthy and our immune system strong? Well, one thing is don't smoke. If you're a smoker, now's the perfect time to quit. Also, you can be aware of a supplement called N-acetylcysteine or NAC, which is an amino acid derivative or small protein that the body needs to make the antioxidant called glutathione. NAC has over 40 years of scientific research to back it up, and its powerful health benefits derive from its ability to restore levels of glutathione in our bodies. Glutathione is the body's most powerful naturally produced internal antioxidant. Glutathione can prevent and repair damage in many parts of the body, including the lungs, kidneys and liver. Glutathione helps the liver to protect you against toxicity, and it's most needed by those with lung or liver weakness. and in the elderly. According to Stanford University's Dr. Condola Atkuri, quote, NAC has been used successfully to treat glutathione deficiency in a wide range of infections, genetic defects and metabolic disorders, including HIV infection and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Over two-thirds of 46 placebo-controlled clinical trials with orally administered NAC have indicated beneficial effects of NAC, measured either as trial endpoints or as general measures of improvement in quality of life and well-being of the patients. NAC has been shown to increase blood glutathione in HIV-infected patients with low levels of glutathione due to their chronically damaged immune system. NAC neutralizes toxins and pollutants, including heavy metals that accumulate in the lungs, liver, and kidneys. Restoring glutathione levels with NAC supplements makes lung and liver cells more able to protect themselves from damage caused by viral infections, toxic air, drug overdose, and autoimmune inflammation. Now, how can we get more glutathione in our body? This is particularly important if we have a weak immune system or if we are elderly. Now, oral glutathione supplements are available in some health food stores and pharmacies. However, there is a problem in that glutathione is not well absorbed from the gut, as it is broken down by digestive enzymes. For this reason, it's far more effective to take its precursor or building block, which is NAC. NAC is easily absorbed from the gut and is rapidly turned into glutathione. Now, you can get some glutathione from your diet. Around 150 milligrams a day comes from the average diet, mainly from fruits and vegetables. However, the vast majority of glutathione in your body is manufactured from NAC within your cells. It is interesting to know that a lot of the glutathione produced in the liver is transported to the bloodstream to be used by the lungs and kidneys for their protection and detoxification. For people with severely depleted levels of glutathione in their body, taking glutathione intravenously is best, but this is more expensive and is available from a handful of integrative doctors. A more practical solution is to take NAC, NAC capsules, to boost your body's production of glutathione. NAC does not require prescription and is taken as an oral supplement in doses of 600 to 1800 milligrams daily. NAC is best absorbed if taken 15 minutes before food with a whole glass of water. In some people it can cause slight indigestion. That's why it's important to have a whole glass of water and don't take it just before bed. With over 40 years of use in a wide range of medical disorders, NAC has been proven to be safe for long-term treatment. However, if you have histamine intolerance or peptic ulcers, talk to your doctor first before taking NAC. Now let's talk about another natural substance that could help you to strengthen your immune system. This is a mineral that I've been researching for over 40 years, namely selenium. S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. It is one of the most important nutrients that your immune system needs to fight viral infections. Selenium deficiency creates a weakening of the defense against infectious diseases, especially those caused by viruses. Selenium deficiency may lead to increased risk that a virus will change itself, in other words, mutate, from a benign or mild virus to a highly virulent or dangerous virus. This is because if there is not enough selenium in an infected person, the virus has a greater tendency to change its genetic identity to a more dangerous form. We know that an adequate supply of macro and micronutrients is vital to support host immune defense and resistance against dangerous disease-causing microorganisms. The modern-day diet is often not sufficient to meet the increased demands for micronutrients in infectious diseases. Many areas of the world have selenium-deficient soils. You can Google it. Just take a look at the map. You'll be shocked. And combine that with overpopulation of the world, and a lot of people are deficient in selenium. Now, dietary supplements containing selenium in a dose of 100 to 200 micrograms daily, and that's micrograms, it's not milligrams, you don't need a lot, but you need it, it's essential. Now, supplements of 100 to 200 micrograms a day have potential as safe and inexpensive additional therapy in viral infections. Dietary supplementation with selenium might also be useful to strengthen the immune system of patients suffering from newly emerging viral diseases, such as the current epidemic of Ebola fever in West Africa. Populations in several countries most afflicted by past and current outbreaks of Ebola fever, e.g. Liberia, Guinea, Democratic Republic of Congo, show a high risk of selenium deficiency. Interestingly, the lowest dietary selenium supply in Africa was reported in Liberia, with a daily intake of only 23 micrograms of selenium. That is woefully inadequate. Selenium has been dubbed as the viral birth control pill because it can reduce the ability of viruses to increase their numbers. A study in 1998 found that patients with severe viral infections have rapidly decreasing concentrations of selenium in their body. Almost half of a person's selenium concentrations may disappear during such infection, which can be life-threatening if the person's selenium levels are already low. This 1998 study discovered the unexpected degree to which selenium is used up when the immune system is activated by a nasty virus. Even in people who get adequate amounts of dietary selenium, additional supplementation should be beneficial. Selenium protects the genetic material from mutation in humans, animals, and viruses. When a virus infects a human or animal lacking selenium, the virus can undergo mutations, making it far more dangerous. If the virus also lacks selenium, mutations can occur, making it even more dangerous. There is a risk that many viruses could become more virulent by passing through a selenium-deficient host. In addition to selenium, supplements of the mineral zinc will also exert worthwhile antiviral effects. You can have your blood levels of zinc checked, but we find in our clinic that many people have low levels of zinc. Vitamin C is also very important and has been proven to exert valuable antiviral and anti-inflammatory effects. Also, don't forget vitamin D. It's very important for a strong immune system, and you do not want to be deficient in vitamin D during a respiratory virus pandemic. We like to see your levels in the middle of the normal range, not just at the bottom. It is important to remember that antibiotic drugs do not help your body to fight viral infections. They only help a secondary bacterial infection. You need a strong immune system to fight a virus. If we are fortunate enough to get an effective and safe vaccine against COVID-19, we can relax a little. But remember, viruses will always be mutating into new and dangerous forms. Don't be complacent. Keep your immune system strong, and you should do well. Remember, when going into public places, it's beneficial to wear a protective mask, such as a P2 or N95, and to wear disposable gloves, especially when visiting crowded places such as petrol or gas stations or shopping centres. For more information, you can email our health team at info@sandracabot.com. I hope you have found this helpful, and if you would like to see any of our references, feel free to ask. We have several free booklets which are available. Thank you for listening.